A sermon series, but basically kind of a theme for us to be focusing on from here on out. And it has to do with this right here, being shaped to serve. And so that's what we're going to be focusing on as we begin this morning. Before we do that, a couple of things I need to share with you. First of all, we have little Rosalie Ainsley Kate Dingman, who has made her debut this morning, I believe. Isn't she back there? She's back in. There she is. Everybody turn around and wave to Rosalie. So you can, after services are over, you can go back there and oogle and all that kind of stuff with her. But we welcome her and just congratulations to this family. And thank God for the blessing of both her and Sarah's health through all of that. So what a great, great joy. Isn't she a pretty baby? Yeah, okay. All right, now this evening, second Sunday of the month, we have Bible study over at the Funk's house. We have a Bible study and then fellowship time. So that's at 5 o'clock. I want to encourage anybody and everybody to come and just join us for that. We will be doing a study, just kind of discussion group study, based on the lesson that we're doing this morning. So keep that in mind. Also, next Sunday being our third Sunday. See, we missed the first Sunday, so everything's kind of caught up to us here real quick. Next Sunday being the third Sunday, Brian is going to be showing this movie, 5 o'clock, right here in the Fellowship Hall, the movie Champion. So that's what is going on upcoming. Shaped to serve. If I can get our guys that serve communion, if you would come up and begin handing these out. I'm going to tell you what this is here in just a moment. As I mentioned a moment ago, we're talking about a lesson series, but I'll go ahead and start just passing those out to everybody. One per household, all right? A lesson series and theme about two things is what I want you to really be focused on, all right? First of all, is allowing God to mold and shape us, okay? That's number one. We're going to be focusing on God being the potter and us being the clay and allowing God to mold us and shape us. And the second part of this is that He is going to be shaping us and molding us to be used for His purpose. Now, that is, I think, the most difficult part of this. It is being shaped to His purpose because, you see, I think, honestly, most of us don't mind God molding us and shaping us as long as He does it according to our purpose. You guys can carry the basket back there if you want to. Just bring whatever's left back up here, all right? Okay. I think we're willing to allow God to shape us to things we want Him to do. But what we're going to be focusing on is learning how to allow God to shape us and to mold us for what He wants from us in our lives. It is His purpose, not ours. And that sometimes is really tough to do because a lot of times, especially when we're faced with struggles and problems and issues, we go to God and pray and we ask God to help us with it, but we've already got the solution we have in mind for it. And so we're going to learn through all this series of lessons about how to allow God to shape us the way He wants us to be for His purpose, not ours. Now, what you are getting right now, whoops, wait a minute, we went too far. Okay. This is a little gift for each household, one for each household, if you will, please. So make sure we have enough to go around, all right? Now, what I would like for you to do with this is put it in some kind of a prominent place in your home, whether it's on your dining room table or your fireplace mantle or some place where everybody can see it very easily, okay? And then on a daily basis, you look at this thing as a reminder that today I'm going to allow God to shape me for His purpose. So that's why I'm giving these to you. I want to make sure that we have one per household so everybody has one for their home. And again, please put it somewhere where you can see it readily and remember today I'm going to allow God to use me for His purposes in my life. Why, did you get one? There's one. Okay. All right. Our goal and focus this year to first of all become better and more useful servants of Christ Jesus. That's what I really want us to be focusing on and striving for. Okay? And you say, well, I feel like I'm already a pretty good servant. Well, all of us, no matter how good we are, can be better. And that's the challenge. The biggest part of this is to learn to trust God. We got to learn to trust Him to direct our lives for His purposes in our life. All right? Think about it this way. We are about doing God's work, but He's using our hands, our feet, our mouth, our ears. He's using us to accomplish His work. And one of the things that we have to remember about all this is we got to get ourselves out of the way. Okay? It's not about us, it's about Him. And allowing God to use us to accomplish what He has in mind for us to be. So that's what we're going to be really focusing on and working on. Okay, how many of you remember this stuff? Silly Putty. I think you can still get this stuff in some of these novelty stores or what have you. Remember Silly Putty? Silly Putty is that really kind of neat, real smooth clay type stuff that you can mold and shape and you can bounce it and roll it. You can do all kinds of things with it. One of the neatest things about it that I really liked was that you could take it and flatten it out and then press it on, you know, something, you know, a comic strip or something like that or whatever you wanted and peel it off and actually lift the image off onto the putty. Okay? And that's really silly, isn't it? That's the name, Silly Putty. Well, we're not really going to talk about a whole lot about Silly Putty. We're going to talk about clay. All right? Clay is useful to make a lot of things. And in the right hands, in the hands of a potter, a lump of clay can be shaped and molded to make a whole bunch of different things. A lot of different vessels. So in other words, it has a lot of uses, doesn't it? It's not just one thing that you can make and shape with clay, the same thing over and over again. You can make all kinds of different things with clay. Right? We need to keep that in mind. But here's one of the things you have to remember about clay. Clay has got to be kept moist when you're working with it in order for it to be able to be shaped and molded the way the potter wants it to be. Once clay becomes hard, not a whole lot you can do with it. All right? It's just basically going to be that way from now on. It's not really much good for anything in its hardened, dried condition. So a couple of principles to keep in mind about clay. All right? Once it's hard, it can't be shaped anymore. You and I, the challenge for us is to learn to become clay. We go back to the text that we read at the beginning, Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 8. Yet, O Lord, You are our Father, and here it is, we are the clay. What I'm challenging you with, as I challenge myself, is to learn to become clay. That is our job. To learn to become clay. And that's the challenge that we're looking at. Because you see, clay, you can take it and you can mold it and make it and shape it into anything you want it to be. It's moldable, it's pliable. We, if we allow ourselves to be that clay, can be shaped by God. Not all into the same vessel, by the way. Okay? But God can shape us and mold us into the vessel that He wants each and every single one of us to be. And the vessel that He makes me is going to be different than the vessel He's going to make each and every one of you. Okay? Now, I happen to know that God is a really, really good potter. And He's really good at making everything. In fact, I used to have a poster that said, God don't make junk. So the pottery that God makes is good quality stuff. We have to allow Him to mold us and shape us and make us to what He wants us to be. If we become hardened, then He can no longer shape us for His purposes. The writer of Hebrews in Hebrews 3 and verse 15 gives a warning to those who belong to the Lord. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. And He goes on to say, and He's referring to the Israelites in the wilderness. He says, as you did in the rebellion, you harden your hearts against God. And that's exactly what they did. You see, a hard heart is one that refuses to be molded and shaped. It's just like that clay that gets all dried out and hard. And once it gets to that point, there's not a lot you can do with it. So we need to have a heart that is soft and moldable. All right? In John chapter 4, we talked about this particular lesson back a few weeks ago. We talked about John 4, the woman at the well. And in that conversation, remember this is part of what it said. Jesus says to her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them, look at this, a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Now remember, we've already said, in order to keep clay moldable and malleable, what do you have to do with it? You got to keep it moist, right? And so God gives us the water of the Holy Spirit. This spring of water that wells up to eternal life to keep us soft and moldable and malleable. So what we have to do as part of that clay, we need to stay hydrated, okay? We need to stay hydrated in the Holy Spirit. Allow that life-giving water to continue to flow to us so that God can continue to work us and mold us and shape us and use us. So we need to be that kind of clay. Secondly, we need to realize that God is the potter, okay? The second part of Isaiah 64 and verse 8, not only are we the clay, but He says, you are the potter. And so, as the clay, we have to recognize our place and His. He is the one who gets to shape us and mold us and make us. Think about a potter. Requires the skill, okay? Potter has to have skill to be able to shape that clay into useful objects. I don't know if you've ever worked with clay. I did some one time, not on a potter's wheel, but just taking clay, and I'm not talking about Play-Doh, okay? How many of you ever used Play-Doh? You get the idea with that, okay? But you know, I've made some things with clay, but if you look at them and you go, what, were you five when you did that? Okay? No, actually, I was a lot older, but thanks. But the reason is because I don't have a whole lot of skill in working with clay. So what I make is probably going to look like a five-year-old made it. But that's the difference between a skilled potter and someone who really just doesn't know a whole lot about it. The skilled potter can take that lump of clay and do all kinds of things with it. He not only has skill, but he has vision. He has a vision of what he wants that lump of clay to become. Right? Vision for the potter is extremely important. Remember, what we're talking about in all of this is all about His purpose. And what that really means is, what is God's vision for you? That potter, as he takes that solid lump of clay, pictures in his mind, this is what I want this lump of clay to be. He begins to use his skill to mold it and shape it, so that it becomes what he envisions it to be. The potter also knows how much clay to use to make whatever the object is that he wants to make. So it all comes back to his skill and his vision, his knowledge. He knows when and how much water to put on that clay as he's molding it and shaping it to keep it soft. Not too wet so that it just kind of turns into mush, but just the right amount of water. You ever watch the potter working on a potter's wheel? It's really fascinating. That's what they know. They know how much clay, they know how much water, they know how much pressure to use to to squeeze the clay just enough to get it to do what they want it to do. Isaiah says, God is the potter in our life. God is the one who created us to begin with. Amen? Okay? So because He's the Creator and He knew how to create us, I think He is more than qualified to be able to shape us and mold us into what He wants us to be. Agree with that? You see? So He's got the qualifications. He has the skill, the knowledge, and the vision to mold and shape every single one of us to what He wants each of us to be. Having created us, understand this, the potter has both the right and the power to determine our purpose. That is His right as the Creator. We're going to look later on in our study at something that God speaks about through the prophet Jeremiah, that He lets us know that as the clay, we don't have a right to dictate to the potter what He's going to do with us. See? He has that right to decide and determine what He's going to use each and every one of us for. It is for His purpose. Okay? God's vision in your life. That's what it's about. You see, again, I think sometimes we get that all mixed up in that we have a vision for what we want in our life. And what we want to accomplish and what we want to do and how we want things to work out. And then we turn around to God and say, God, will You just help me with all this stuff? And that's not the way God wants it to be. You see, what happens when we do it that way, then when things don't work out the way we want them to, we can turn away from God and get angry at Him and all those other kinds of things. But when we allow God's vision to be the deciding factor in our life, then we're able to let go of the things we've decided ought to be and how they ought to be and when they ought to be and all those things and just allow God to use us for what He wants to use us for in His way. He knows what each and every one of us need to shape us into the object to be used for His purpose. He's already got that figured out for every single one of us in this room. Because He has that vision for you and me in our lives. The Holy Spirit being that living water that God uses in our lives to keep us moldable, malleable, to shape us to accomplish what He has in mind for us. And finally, it's all about the hands. Okay? It's all about the hands. Isaiah, in our text, says, we are all the work of Your hands. The hands of the skilled potter. Okay, to take a lump of clay and make it into a very, very useful object. One of the things we have to keep in mind about this process, though, is that sometimes that clay becomes marred, maybe with a hard lump in it, like in this picture here. Well, the really great thing about the potter that we have in His hands, He knows how to carefully remove that hard lump of clay and to repair the mar that's there. So what that means is that you don't have to worry. You don't have to look at yourself and go, but I got too many lumps in me. Listen, ain't nobody in this room's got more lumps than I do. Okay? But I'm trying to let God, as He sees fit, take the lumps, the clumps of clay that are there that just keep messing me up here and there. And just skillfully take those out of me. He's taking an awful lot out. And I'm here to tell you there's still a bunch in there. I'm trying to keep myself in His hands, the hands of the skilled potter, to allow Him to remove those impurities so that I can be what He wants me to be. And I'm challenging each and every one of you to do the same thing. Realize the skilled hands that God has as the potter. And don't worry about the clumps, the lumps of clay that are there, that are hard within you. Just allow Him to carefully remove those and to keep shaping you and molding you to what He wants you to be. Another thing about this potter, in His hands, He even knows when to start over. Sometimes working with a lump of clay, a potter is working on it, and it's just not working very well, and it doesn't turn out very well. So he knows, okay, it's time to just take this lump and just press it all back down and start all over again. You know what? God can do that with anybody. Unless it becomes hardened and dried, any lump of clay can be taken and just reshaped. Be started over with. So you can look at your own life and to say, well, you know, I got all this garbage that I've been through and all this bad stuff that's gone on in my life. And you can look at all that and say, I'm too messed up for God to be able to use. And God would say, as long as your heart is not hard, I can take you and reshape you. So don't allow Satan to convince you that you're a lump of clay that's not good for anything anymore because of the stuff, the bad stuff. We talked about in our last series some of the bad and the ugly stuff in your life. Don't allow Satan to convince you that you're a worthless hunk of clay. Because in the hands of the potter, he knows, again, how to apply the right amount of moisture, the Holy Spirit, and all of those things that you need to be able to mold you and shape you into a vessel useful for His purpose. A potter has the right also to reject that clay which is, whoops, I had that thing underlined, unwilling to be made new. So once that clay becomes hardened and just absolutely refuses, then again, it's no good for anything. Potter can't use it. Don't allow yourself to become useless to God. We need to put ourselves into God's hands so that He can mold us and shape us for His purpose. That's what this whole thing is all about. Put yourself into the hands of God the potter. Acknowledge yourself not as the potter, but as the clay. Allow Him to shape you and mold you into the vessel that He wants you to be. Whether it be a platter, or a pitcher, or a vase, or that vase. Whatever it is He wants you. He may just want you to be a coffee mug. See? You never know. But allow Him to be the one that decides that in His hand, being shaped by Jesus. He knows how to remove the hard clumps in the clay in our life. He knows when to start over with us. He has a vision of what He wants each of us to be for His purpose. Clay in the potter's hand. God describes His relationship to us, and that's what we're going to be looking at through this series of lessons. He is the potter, and we are the clay. But like clay, we can be moldable, or we can become hard. And here's the real issue. The choice is ours. The can choose to allow God to mold us and shape us, or we can choose to be just dried up and hard where we are. What are you going to choose in your life? Take me, use me, mold me. Here's the real key to allowing this to happen, this next part. I give my life to the potter's hand. Are you willing to give your life to Him? To put your life into His hands? To allow Him to mold you and shape you to what He wants you to be? To accomplish not your purposes, but His. That's the challenge, and that's the question. And that's what I want you to think about as we sing again the song that we sang before this lesson. Okay? Have thine own way, Lord. That's what we're saying. I give my life into your hands. Lord, have your own way with me. Why? Because you are the potter and I'm just the clay. Mold me and make me after your will. Are you able truly to say that to Him? Maybe somebody here this morning that maybe you've been feeling like you've been getting a lot, you know, harder, stiffer, dried up, not useful to God. Don't wait until it's too late. Give your lump of clay self to Him this morning. Allow Him to mold you and shape you. Maybe somebody here this morning is looking at yourself as a lump of clay with a whole bunch of clumps and hard spots in it. Maybe you feel like that there's not a lot God can do with you. But I'm here to tell you this morning, as I mentioned a moment ago, God is a master potter and He can remove those clumps of clay, those hard pieces out of your life. Will you allow Him to do that? If you're not a Christian, you haven't given your life to Him, you are in danger of being a lump of clay that is drying up and getting harder by the day. But you have the opportunity right now for God to moisten you with His Holy Spirit through the waters of baptism, so that He can take you and begin molding you and making you and shaping you into what He wants you to be. And if that's what you're ready to do in your life, you can do that right now. We've got water ready. If you want to be baptized into Christ Jesus, we're ready, right, Chuck? It's warm water. If you're ready to make that commitment, that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you're ready to make Him Lord of your life, call upon Him as your Lord, repent of the sin that is separating you from Him, and have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. If there's something else that we can help you with, that's what we want to do as a family here. All you got to do is let us know. Dale will be in the back to receive anybody that would like to have a private prayer or conversation with him, and I'll be right up front to receive anyone like to come up here. Let's stand together and sing.